For real-life rocket man Yves Rossi, it was a dream come true to retrace the route of French pilot Louis Blériot, who 99 years ago was the first man to fly across the English Channel in an aircraft. But the crossing for modern-day adventurer Rossi was very different. Strapped to him was an 8-foot-long carbon composite wing with 4 small kerosene-burning jet engines. Dropped from a plane 2,400 meters above Calais, Rossi fired up his engines and headed in the direction of England. Flying at 200 kilometers per hour, he crossed the 42-kilometer stretch of water in about 10 minutes. Once over the white cliffs of Dover, the rocket man opened his parachute and down to earth he floated, to the delight of the assembled onlookers gathered in a field. For Rossi, absolutely everything went according to plan.
It was the perfect flight, as planned. Really, everything did work as planned. Perfect, like I wanted it, and like all my team did prepare it. So, perfect.
As he says, once the preparation work was done, all that was left to do was to enjoy the moment and to soar like a bird.
So I was really living it in the present, and it's like in a dream, like you are with a big bird.
But that's not the end of the story. Rossi wants to improve on his flying wing, and he promises more adventures in the future.
There is a big potential to improve everything, to be with a lighter wing, with better engines, to fly vertical, aerobatics. I'm sure we are now technically ready to go in that way.
When not soaring like a bird, the 49-year-old still has his head in the clouds. In real life, he's an airline pilot who flies the Zurich to Heathrow route. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.